I teach best what I most need to learn. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I teach best what I most need to learn. We go around telling other people how to live their lives and tell other people what it's important for them to do. We tell other people they're doing silly things. Who's doing the silly things? We are. We're doing the silly things. We're doing the silly things of putting our nose in other people's business and expecting them to act upon it, when if anyone put their nose in our business and expected us to act upon it, we'd be all bent out of shape. Have you ever been bent out of shape? My goodness. I look at all of us and see how easily we're bent out of shape. Somebody comes and makes a suggestion of what is to be done or how it's to be done, and we get all irritated and all upset about it. Now, when you look at the masters of this world, where do you find them, huh? When you look at the masters of this world, what do you see? Well, you don't know they're a master. All you know is they're nice people. They're doing their own thing, minding their own business. They have no opinion on how other people should live their lives. Have you ever noticed that? Some people have no opinion on what other people should do in their lives. But that's not being interested in your community. That's not being interested in your society, not being interested in your world. Now, let's just say the school board. If you're not going to participate in the school board, then you really shouldn't make comments about how the schools are run. If you participate in the school board, determining the teachers you're going to have, the courses you're going to teach in the school and things like that, books are going to be used, when you have that, then you have a different situation. But when you sit on the outside and say, they ought to do this, they ought to do that, and you're not part of the team that makes the decisions, then you should keep your nose out of it. Keep your nose out. If you're not going to get in there and do some of the hard work of choosing the books, of choosing the courses, choosing the teachers, choosing how to run the school, well, you have no voice in it at all. I spoke to someone just the other day about our new governor in California here. What's his name?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnie. Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, on the 17th, he takes office. Now, a lot of people have a lot of opinions about him. And the opinions are the silliest things you can imagine, because they don't have any basis in fact. Ingeborg is going to run for the governor of California. And so she's elected as governor of California. Everybody says, well, what does Ingeborg know about being governor of California? What does she know about running the government? What does she know about anything? Ingeborg only knows that she would like to see whatever is the highest and best for California. Now, what Ingeborg thinks is the highest and best is, from Ingeborg's point of view, perhaps different than it is from Arnold Schwarzenegger's point of view. Ingeborg might want to have the spiritual life of the people of California be given a little boost and a little assist as it walks along its road. And Arnie might want to reduce the budget and reduce the monies that are being spent by the government so that the taxes could be more properly utilized. And you say, well, Ingeborg, why don't you do it? Why don't you see how the taxes are better utilized and so on? Ingeborg says, look, we have legislators who determine how our taxes are to be used. We have people in government who have written laws, and that's what we govern the state by. I cannot go contrary to the laws, and I don't even have to do. All I do is to think up new ideas for us to create laws about. And I think of new ideas to benefit the state. I am not here as a legal beagle. I'm not here to know all about the legality of everything. That's what our lawyers are for. That's what our court legislators are for. I'm here just to be a creative mind. So, Ingeborg, you're saying then that anybody could be governor of California and do an excellent job. That's true. Why was the former governor kicked out? Because the legislators had determined how the money was to be spent, and the former governor merely authorized the spending of it in that way. Here the legislators said, spend it, and the governor says, okay, that's a good idea. You feel that it's strong enough to handle them? We'll do it. So he merely went along with the legislators, which is his responsibility. Now, he gets the blame because the market fell and the budgets fell and other things fell. And so here he is riding, holding the rein. But as President Harry Truman once said, the buck stops here. Whatever is the management or the running of this country of ours, the United States, as President of the United States, Harry said, I am the last word. I am the one who says yes or no. I am the one who says that we will protect this nation against all odds and we'll go to war or we won't go to war. And so, you see, that's a big responsibility. Now, if he conducts that big responsibility based upon spiritual qualities, based upon intelligence, based upon caringness, he'll do a good job. If he conducts it based upon anything else, then he's got a problem. Now, how is he going to know what's best for the country? Well, really only one way. He's going to know what's best for him. What would he like to see done? That's why he's there, is because he as a man is there because his values are what the people like. Okay, Ingeborg's values are what the people like. And Ingeborg determines that she's going to do things this way. And people say, hurrah. Now, where the values are wrong, where the trouble comes up in government and in individuals doing things, Ingeborg, where the trouble comes up is when you listen to somebody else instead of yourself. When you listen to somebody else instead of yourself, and you... When you listen to somebody else say, we ought to do this, or this is what we should do, or this is how we should run the program, or I'm tired of doing it this way or that way. Hey, you're chosen as governor or president or as yourself because you have values. Now, you determine what you think should be done. You teach best what you most need to learn. And so you're sharing with your world, you're sharing with the universe who you are. And when you're a beautiful person, wow, the universe is beautiful. And when you're not a beautiful person, wow, the universe stinks. And the universe does stink a lot because you are not listening to yourself. You're listening to what other people tell you to do. You are chosen to come into this lifetime for the one reason of being yourself and having fun. And if you're here for any other reason, then you're on a false journey. If you're here to tell other people how to live their lives, if you're here to show people the way to the truth, if you're here to help the world that is in such miserable shape, drop dead. You're not adding one blessed thing to the universe. We teach best what we most need to learn. So I suggest that we all start teaching love today. I suggest we all start being unconditionally loving with ourselves first, and then the world about us. And when we do that, wow, everything will run so smooth, you'll think you're in heaven. And of course you are. But you see, when you have your nose, your big proboscis, when you have that old bag of flesh hanging out in front of you there, sticking in other people's business, other people don't like it. And you don't like it either, because sometimes you get stepped on your nose or slapped on your nose or kicked on your nose, because you should keep your nose in your own business. And even there, you don't really tell yourself what to do. You say, I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer. We teach best what we most need to learn. So today, let's begin our journey into the inner self by saying, I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer. By saying, I understand, I teach best what I most need to learn. So if I'm teaching the world how to sing, I better take lessons. You know? If I'm teaching the world how to pull itself out of the mud, I better get out of the mud first myself, because I don't know how to get out if I'm still in the mud with the world. And you are. Whatever you see in your universe is who you are. And if you think that you're going to tell the world to straighten up and fly right, and you're doing crooked flights, you're no leader at all. You're no teacher at all. So today, let's begin to recognize what it means when we say, I teach best what I most need to learn. That whenever we give a suggestion to anybody, hey, am I putting my nose in their business or what am I doing? If a boss tells his employees what to do, that's his job. If a boss tells his employees how to do things, that's his job. If the boss tells his employees what to think about doing what they're doing, that's not his job. The boss should be a motivator who encourages his employees to have fun in doing what they're doing, to be themselves and enjoy doing what they're doing, that their job is the most exciting, wonderful adventure of their whole world because they spend the most time on their job than at any other place in the world. Because you might say, well, they spend several hours in bed. Yeah, that's true. And where's the rest of the time? Is it with their in their home or with their family? Quite likely not. They're out shopping. They're out doing things. They're at sport games. And the amount of time they spend at home is small. But the amount of time they spend in their business, at their job, in their world, is very big. So you want to have the right attitude about yourself and your job and your world. And then you will indeed teach best what you most need to learn. And we teach best about loving ourselves and being ourselves and having fun. Can you do that? Mm-hmm. Can you love yourself, be yourself, and have fun? Then get a smile on your face, pussycat. You too. You can drop your outer lips down just like a half moon. You know, it looks terrible.
Yeah.
Just because you get so serious. My goodness, forget this seriousness. And Ellen? Yeah. Your mouth is strained to go straight across. Now we want to have the edges going up. And Ellen?
Yes?
If you'll excuse me for saying, but I always see a twinkle in your eyes.
That's beautiful.
And I always see a sparkle in your face. I was going to say your nose, in your face. and I always see your teeth glistening out in the purest of white.
All right, thank you.
And Sylvia, you are the most gorgeous creature that ever walked the face of the earth. All the world looks at you and says, wow. And we'll throw it on the side of the spiritual master. Now, Ingeborg, you're a spiritual.
Got it.
Huh?
She got it.
She caught it.
She got it,
yeah. Ingeborg, you're a spiritual master, but what's your problem? Ingeborg, remember, I am not very good at helping you. I am not very good at helping you because if I see problems in you, they're in me.
Madonna.
Oh, Mother me. However, if I'm your boss or your teacher, then I show you the way. And you follow it if you wish, or don't follow it if you wish. But the big thing is, I don't tell you how to do it. I don't tell you what attitude to have. So, I see you this day, a sparkling light, sharing all in the world with pure delight. I love you. Have a wonderful day. And know that this has just begun. I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.